From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
92 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 102. 91 in Topeka, but it feels like 100. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we are always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're streaming 24 hours a day, both our KPR1 and KPR2 feeds.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Coming up in our next, let's call it 45 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines at 6:30. And at 6:44, we will learn about Peru's new president. It's kind of a cliffhanger, actually. There was a runoff. They're going to be declaring their president, and we'll find out more about that. And then at 10 minutes before 7, songs that reflect America on the eve of the nation's 250th birthday. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Still going to be very hot for the next 48 hours or so. It's going to be hot next week, too, but the humidity should ease up a little bit next week. But we do have a heat advisory until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Anderson, Brown, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Wabanosee counties. The extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for the greater Kansas City metro. It's 6:20.
Support for NPR.
The Midnight Special reveals a secret history that helped shape American music. Let the Midnight
Special. If I had to say, I'd say prison music is probably 10 genres.
Join me, Don Gagne, as we learn about the cultural impact of America's criminal justice system here on All Things Considered.
Tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, tracing how soccer connects people from the Midwest to the world. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We will have news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Get a quick overview of the weather as well. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like it's 102. It is 6:30.
Strides in reducing teen pregnancy over the last 15 years.
The Department of Health and Human Services did not respond to NPR's request for comment about why the grants were canceled. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Louisiana's Supreme Court has paused the case against State Attorney General Liz Merle on intimidation charges, this just hours after a grand jury in New Orleans indicted her for sending letters to city officials threatening their jobs. The high court cited possible flaws in the process. Merle calls it a political attack. The charges center around sweeping changes state leaders made to Louisiana's judicial system, merging the elected offices of the criminal and civil clerk into one role. But that meant newly elected clerk Calvin Duncan, who was exonerated after 28 years in prison on a murder charge, then became a lawyer and a criminal justice advocate after, couldn't take the office. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. FEMA announced today that federal disaster assistance is now available to the state of Kansas to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding from April 26th through 27th of this year. Federal funding is now available to the state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations for emergency work and the repair or replacement of facilities damaged by the severe storms, winds, tornadoes, and flooding in Cherokee, Morris, Osage, Saline, and Waubonsie counties. State officials are warning the public to avoid one of the most popular lakes in western Kansas ahead of the holiday weekend because it is contaminated with E. coli. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Earlier this week, locals noticed massive amounts of dead fish lining the edges of Lake Scott. It is a popular recreational spot as one of the few lakes in the region. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said in a press release that heavy rainfall washed waste into the water from a nearby feedlot, causing bacteria levels like E. coli to rise. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment advises people to avoid contact with the water from the lake and its tributaries until further notice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A Wichita artist is creating a tribute to the nation's founding document at a presidential library this weekend. Roger Nomer has the details.
Camilla Sims will create a 16-by-45-foot drawing of the Declaration of Independence in chalk. It's part of the Red, White, and True celebration at the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri. People can put their name on the document where the Founding Fathers signed. President Truman often reflected on the nation's beginning. He oversaw America's 175th anniversary in 1951. Sims says the Declaration is an interesting document to focus on this 4th of July.
As flawed as many of the people signing it might have been, it still set a direction for our country that is about freedom.
The Truman Library event is free to the public. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
We do have extreme heat warnings and heat advisories in effect through at least Saturday. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell and decided he liked the strange new sound.
And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you'll hear. We simulcast it on KPR 1 and KPR 2. And on Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies, too. They are all listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where, as it happens, you can become a member right now, even on this 3rd of July. Support public media locally. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're looking around there at all the interesting things we have listed, check out the support tab.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Following All Things Considered on your KPR1 stations, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of movie music. It's Film Music Friday with Jeff Watson as your host tonight, focusing on films that take on American history. Some great music there. It's coming up tonight at just after the 7 o'clock news on KPR1.
This is All Things. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. and from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Up next, we have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 whole hours of the best in film music. It's Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson is your host tonight, focusing on films that have something to do with American history. We are hearing the lovely score, the contemplative score from Gettysburg in the background right now. Great Randy Edelman soundtrack. Stay tuned. It's coming up here on KPR. Then at 9 o'clock, we shift gears a little bit, and you will hear Jazz in the Night with Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The rush is on across Venezuela to identify loved ones before it's too late. With more than 2,600 in Manhattan, there's a ball drop scheduled for midnight to celebrate the 4th of July. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at FJC.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Jerry Goldsmith, helping to set the tone for tonight's program, with the main theme from Patton, as unforgettably portrayed by George C. Scott in the 1970 biographical picture of the World War II general, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's Film Music Friday. Good evening and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Here with a program just in time for our 4th of July festivities and America's big 250th birthday. With music tonight from patriotic films. Music from the movies reminding us of America's great triumphs as well as its great challenges tonight. We'll hear music this hour from John Williams and the film Lincoln. There's going to be quite a bit from John Williams tonight, actually, and coming up in just a short while is the Cincinnati Pops with Victory at Sea from Richard Rodgers. Let's settle back and enjoy Film Music Friday, a nice patriotic evening in store for us. We will continue next with music by composer Randy Edelman. From that time in 1993, when an all-star cast that included Jeff Daniels, Tom Berenger, Martin Sheen, Sam Elliott, and many others all came together to film a movie that was all about one of the most pivotal battles of America's Civil War. Here are selections from Gettysburg on Kansas Public Radio. Selections from the musical score to the 1993 film Gettysburg, with music by Randy Edelman on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight on Film Music Friday. Still to come, music from John Williams from Lincoln. Ahead in the second half of this first hour of tonight's Film Music Friday on Kansas Public Radio. Before we continue, quick look at the weather currently in northeast and east central Kansas. A few portions of the KPR listening area are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. this evening. Four counties generally north of the city of Manhattan, which is also included in this severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. There is currently a tornado warning in effect for northeastern Republic County and northwestern Washington County until 7:45 p.m., here, a severe storm capable of producing a tornado was located last near Hubble, moving southeast at 15 miles an hour. If you are in northeastern Republic County or northwestern Washington County, take cover now. Move to a basement or the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Always avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter you can find. A tornado warning in effect until 7:45 p.m., for northeastern Republic and northwestern Washington County. Keep it tuned here to KPR for the very latest in severe weather. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra have got a performance for us next. This is TV music that first appeared in the 1950s when NBC television made what in retrospect has to be regarded as one of the medium's most important forays into the field of documentary. A producer named Henry Salomon oversaw about 60 million feet of newsreel stock footage and put together a series of World War II documentaries, one of which had music provided by Richard Rodgers. We'll listen next to the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with Victory at Sea on Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, and music from composer Richard Rodgers from the 1950 documentary series from NBC on America's naval battles, Victory at Sea, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. About 10 minutes left in this hour of Film Music Friday. Before we continue, a note from the National Weather Service in Topeka, currently for the KPR listening area, the far northern KPR listening area. This is for residents of Eastern Republic and West Central Washington County. A tornado warning is in effect for those areas until 8:15 p.m. Moments ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Narca and moving south at 25 miles per hour. If you are in Eastern Republic County and West Central Washington County, take shelter now. You have a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 p.m. Until 8 p.m., severe thunderstorm warnings also in effect for Republic as well as Cloud County. Keep it tuned here to KPR for the very latest. We have music by John Williams to conclude this hour with from that time where Daniel Day-Lewis, who never once phoned in a performance, played Abraham Lincoln. Here is the finale to the soundtrack to Lincoln on KPR. From the great John Williams, the finale to the score to the movie Lincoln on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'll step aside real quick for NPR News. More from John Williams and much more for your 4th of July holiday in the next hour. Until 8:15 p.m., a tornado warning remains in effect for Southeastern Republic and West Central Washington counties. You're listening to KPR.
Live from NPR News, New York.
U.S. stock markets were closed today ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Shares are mixed in Europe after a rally in Asia following the Dow's latest... This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Hans Zimmer, and it's called The Heart of a Volunteer, part of the score to the film Pearl Harbor, here on Kansas Public Radio, during Film Music Friday. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you with more for your 4th of July holiday. The music of Hans Zimmer will return this hour when we hear from Black Hawk Down, and hopefully, time permitting, something a little fun from Elmer Bernstein, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. Thanks for joining us tonight on KPR. Before we continue, some notes from the National Weather Service in Topeka. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for the next few minutes for Southeastern Republic and West Central Washington counties. If you're in Southeastern Republic and West Central Washington counties, take cover now. A tornado warning remains in effect for the next few minutes. Until 8:45 p.m., we have severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Republic, Washington, as well as Cloud County. Keep it tuned right here to KPR. We'll bring you the latest in severe weather information as we receive it. I promised you more from John Williams, and here it is. This is Hymn to the Fallen, from the score to Saving Private Ryan, on Kansas Public Radio. Hymn to the Fallen, from Saving Private Ryan, by John Williams, tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Newbon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information, newbonhouse.com. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Before we continue, here's a little bit of good news to bring you. The tornado warning that had been in effect for Republic and Washington counties has weakened and has therefore been allowed to expire. Until 8:45, though, there are still severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Republic County, Washington County, as well as Cloud County. Severe thunderstorm warnings there until 8:45 p.m. I've got some more for you from John Williams now, and this isn't from one of his films exactly, but it is a collaboration between him and director Steven Spielberg, as well as the poets laureate Rita Dove, Robert Pinsky, and Maya Angelou. For the American Millennial Celebrations from a couple decades back, this is a musical tableau that Williams and team put together to describe America's various triumphs as well as its great challenges that we have all faced together. Here are American Journeys with the Boston Pops Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Pops Orchestra, led by John Williams, with music of his own devising, part of a collaboration between him and Steven Spielberg for America's Millennial Celebrations back in 2000. We heard American Journeys here on Kansas Public Radio. About 15 minutes to go now until news from NPR at the top of the hour, followed by jazz with Tom Parkinson. Before we continue, here's the very latest that we have from the National Weather Service in Topeka. A severe thunderstorm warning is now in effect for northwestern Riley County, northern Ottawa County, southeastern Republic County, Washington County, northern Clay County, Cloud County, and southwestern Marshall County. That's in effect until 9:30 p.m. Minutes ago, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Hanover to near Palmer to 3 miles southwest of Clyde, to 3 miles south of Asheville. These storms moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-sized hail with this storm. Trained weather spotters reported half-dollar-sized hail just moments ago. These storms bringing damage to roofs, siding, vehicles, and trees. Severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 9:30 p.m. for northwestern Riley, northern Ottawa, southeastern Republic, Washington County, northern Clay County, Cloud County, and southwestern Marshall County in northeast Kansas. Keep it tuned right here to Kansas Public Radio. As promised, more from composer Hans Zimmer. That was called Leave No Man Behind from Black Hawk Down, tonight on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Just a couple minutes now to go until NPR News, at the top of the hour, followed by Jazz Tonight with Tom Parkinson. Just a quick note from the National Weather Service in Topeka. Severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect until 9:30 p.m., for northwestern Riley, southeastern Republic, Washington, northern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Marshall counties. Trained weather spotters have reported 70-mile-an-hour winds and half-dollar-sized hail in those counties. Severe thunderstorm warnings until 9:30 for northwestern Riley, southeastern Republic, Washington, northern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Marshall counties. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio for the latest severe weather information. We've got a little bit of time left in this hour, and in the interest of wrapping things up on a light note, I wanted to play for you something from a fictional episode in the country's history, that time when Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase were sent on a daring spy mission across the Iron Curtain to act as decoys for the real spies, of course. Here's a little bit from Elmer Bernstein from Spies Like Us on Kansas Public Radio. Just a little bit there from Elmer Bernstein from Spies Like Us here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. That about does it for another program. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'm wishing you well for your 4th of July holiday. Hope you've enjoyed this evening's music, and There'll be a fresh batch of new film music next Friday. It's 9 p.m. and stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Jazz with Tom Parkinson this evening. Until 9:30 p.m., we have severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for northwestern Riley, southeastern Republic, Washington, northern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Marshall counties. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for any breaking severe weather alerts. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.